Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 84 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Essentially, if a tornado is coming, it's going to blow your house down. We're going to be able to tell you, and you may not like it, but we're going to tell you anyway.
Residents need to re-enroll in Rowan County's new smart 911 system.
A local politician may challenge Mitch McConnell next election.
An upcoming change will allow schools to use federal money to hire more licensed mental health specialists.
State lawmakers have pre-filed a bill to raise minimum wage for Kentucky workers.
Jobless rates are up across the Commonwealth.
In sports, Moorhead State University's soccer team opens regular season play tonight at home against Butler.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 50% chance of showers tonight with a low around 67. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Rowan County's emergency management team is hoping more people will sign up for the county's text alert system. The new Smart 911 system, Rave Smart, rolled out in May. But officials say some glitches had to be resolved and people will need to re-enroll in the system. Judge Executive Harry Clark says residents can sign up by following the directions on the Fiscal Court's Facebook page.
If you were initially enrolled into Smart 911, I'd ask you to go back into Smart 911, your account, and look at it and click on it'll pop up to say if you want to be a part of Brown County's emergency service alert. Please click on that, and then it's your choice at that point whether you follow the yellow brick road through and give them more information.
To sign up for notifications, go online to getrave.com/login/Rowan County KY.
The city of Moorhead opened the Laughlin Recreation Center to the public about a month ago, and officials say things have been going great so far. Parks and Recreation Director Matt Hamilton gave an update on the facility during this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting. He says things at Laughlin are going well and brought some of July's numbers to the meeting.
Last month, and we weren't open a full month, we had our mirror room, we call the mirror room, our dance studio, was reserved 16 times from the time we were open through the month. Party rental rooms 5 times. The entire gymnasium was rented out 10 times just last month. So we're doing, it's getting out there. We're trying to blow it up on social media.
Hamilton says his department is also working to consolidate a lot of the city's recreation to Laughlin, including youth league basketball.
Theater goers still have a few more chances to see the latest production by the Moorhead Theater Guild. The Savannah Sipping Society will play at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night and at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Rowan County Arts Center on Main Street in Moorhead. George McKee directed the play. He says the cast of women come together under unlikely circumstances.
And the way it kind of happens, the way their friendship kind of develops, they kind of invite themselves over to Randa's for an impromptu happy hour. And then throughout a series of these impromptu happy hours, they just develop a friendship and they find out that they have a lot more in common than they think they do.
Tickets are available at MooreheadTheater.org or by calling the Rowan County Arts Center.
Kentucky Guardsmen are preparing for deployment. KNN's Paul Miles has the story.
120 soldiers from the Kentucky Army National Guard's 223rd Military Police Company are deploying to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba in support of the U.S. Southern Command. The Louisville-based unit was last deployed 10 years ago to Baghdad in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. A departure ceremony will be held Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Miles.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell could get another Democratic challenger in his re-election bid next year. Kentucky House Democratic Leader Rocky Adkins says a U.S. Senate run remains an option for him, but he does not plan to announce his decision until after this year's election. Adkins said today he's been encouraged to enter the Senate race, including from Democrats who did not support his bid for governor this year. Adkins finished second behind Andy Beshear in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Since then, he campaigned with Beshear and backed a Democratic pension plan that failed in a special legislative session. Adkins spoke to reporters today at the Kentucky Farm Bureau Country Ham Breakfast. Other Democrats hoping to challenge the Republican McConnell include Amy McGrath, Mike Brower, Steve Cox, and Benny Smith.
Hal Rogers has confirmed he is running for re-election in Congress. Rogers was first elected in 1980 and could soon become the longest-serving congressman in Kentucky. Rogers told WYMT that he wants to see success so he can retire at ease.
So there's a lot of things I need yet to do, and I would feel terrible about retiring and sort of quitting the job before it's successfully finished.
Rogers is wrapping up his 20th term while planning his re-election campaign.
President Trump's Louisville trip eliminates the education debt of 50,000 disabled vets. KNN's Will Clark has the story.
With the stroke of a pen, President Trump ordered the Department of Education to forgive the federal student loan debt of 50,000 totally and permanently disabled veterans. That drew a standing ovation from the AMVETS convention crowd at the Galt House.
With today's order, we express the everlasting love and loyalty of a truly grateful nation.
The crowd of around 2,500 also giving the president a standing O when he addressed changes made under his watch at the Veterans Affairs Administration. The president's appearance at the AMVETS convention marking the first time in its 75-year history a sitting president had addressed the group. I'm Will Clark.
An upcoming Medicaid change will allow schools to use federal dollars to hire more licensed counselors and psychiatrists. Christy Putnam with the state's Cabinet for Health and Family Services says schools will be able to offer more support to help students struggling with depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues.
If a school wants to do a behavioral health assessment for all their students, currently that is at the expense of the school district. With these changes, that school district would be able to bill for any youth or children in their school who receive Medicaid. So they would get some reimbursement, whereas before, as of right now today, they don't receive reimbursement for those services.
Putnam says schools can now comply with Senate Bill 1, also known as Kentucky's School Safety and Resiliency Act. The law mandates that each school be staffed with health professionals. The state is still waiting on final approval before schools can begin working with providers.
Two state lawmakers have pre-filed a bill to raise the minimum wage in the Commonwealth. The bill calls for an increase of the minimum wage up to $15 an hour over the next 7 years. Senator Reggie Thomas and Representative Kathy Hinkle are sponsoring the bill. They spoke with WYMT.
I've pushed to have this bill heard in committee before. I'm not going to stop. No, just because you have a first strike and a second strike doesn't mean you stop swinging.
I think it's time for us to step up to the plate and take care of our citizens. And that's the job that we're sent here to take care of.
Since 2008, Kentucky's minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour.
Jobless rates are up in most Kentucky counties. KNN's Suzanne Duvall has more.
Unemployment rates rose in 99 Kentucky counties between July of last year and July 2019, fell in 15, and stayed the same in 6 counties, according to figures released from the Kentucky Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. Woodford County recorded the lowest jobless rate at 3.7%. Harlan County recorded the state's highest unemployment rate at 13.1%. The unemployment rate for the state was 5.1% for July 2019 and 4% for the nation. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
The case of a former teacher accused of dragging a boy with autism through school hallways has been delayed again. The Daily Independent reports the delay came Wednesday to allow time for Greenup District Judge Brian McLeod to review court documents. He scheduled an October 2nd hearing for Trina Abrams, who is charged with fourth-degree assault with minor injury. She last appeared in court on the charge in June. Abrams says the documents are sensitive because they are potentially confidential information that otherwise would not be publicly available. McLeod will review them and decide who, if anyone, may see them. Abrams was removed from the school following the incident and later fired. The student was moved to another elementary in the district.
A Bath County man was killed early Tuesday morning when his dump truck crashed on Interstate 64. The Winchester Sun reports 63-year-old Gary Shrout was pronounced dead at the scene. Shrout was driving in the eastbound lane around midnight. Witnesses said one of the truck's tires apparently failed and disintegrated. The truck then crossed over the median and the westbound lanes before it crashed into an embankment. Deputies noted Shrout was already deceased when they reached the scene. No one else was in the truck and no other vehicles were involved. Shrout was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash.
A prominent gay rights activist was arrested today during a protest at the Kentucky Farm Bureau's Country Ham Breakfast and Auction. WMKY's Sarah Mead has the story.
State troopers dragged Fairness Campaign Director Chris Hartman out in handcuffs from the state fair event that draws several political leaders. American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky spokeswoman Amber Duke says the arrest happened when Hartman was denied entry to the event, despite having a ticket. The Fairness Campaign says members were there to protest the Farm Bureau's stance on gay rights. Farm Bureau spokesman Todd Bright says his organization did not give instructions to deny anyone entry to the event. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
A Kentucky heart doctor imprisoned for implanting unnecessary pacemakers in patients has now lost his license to practice medicine in the state. The Lexington Herald Leader reports Anish Shalhoub's license was revoked Monday. A U.S. Attorney's news release says the doctor implanted more than 200 pacemakers while at a London hospital between 2007 and 2011. The man's attorneys say the pacemakers were necessary, but prosecutors disputed that. Shalhoub was convicted of health fraud last year and ordered to pay more than $250,000 to insurance companies and taxpayer-funded health programs. He was sentenced to a little more than 3 years in prison. His license was suspended in November, and he can appeal the State Board of Medical Licensure's decision to revoke it.
A grand jury has indicted a Richmond man on 24 counts after an investigation into child sex crimes. 48-year-old Scotty Johnson is accused of possessing child pornography, distributing obscene matter to a minor, using electronic communications to procure a minor, and tampering with physical evidence. An indictment states between the fall of 2017 and the spring of 2019, Johnson pretended to be a teenage girl on Snapchat in order to get male victims to send explicit photos to him. He also sent explicit videos of a female to the minors. The indictment also states he deleted the Snapchat conversations and application from his phone in an effort to hide the evidence. According to WKYT, Johnson had political aspirations in 2018, but he lost the Democratic nomination in 2018 for a Madison County District 2 magistrate position. He remains lodged in the Madison County Detention Center, where he is being held without bond.
Authorities in Kentucky say a high school teacher was arrested for having an inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old student. The Grant County Sheriff's Office said Kendall Burke, a teacher at Grant County High School, had multiple sexual encounters with the student over summer break. Deputies say the encounters happened off campus, but school administrators notified law enforcement when they learned of the allegations. WKYT reports Burke is charged with 4 counts of third-degree rape and 4 counts of sodomy. She was placed in the Grant County Detention Center. Grant County Superintendent Matthew Morgan released a statement to parents saying Burke was removed from her duties.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast. For tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. On Friday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a high near 78. On Friday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 58. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 77. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Taking a look at the current temperatures for the WMKY listening area, it is 85 degrees in Flemingsburg and Maysville, 88 degrees in Ashland, Mount Sterling, and Lexington, 87 in Grayson, 86 degrees in Inez, and currently here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 86 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Round County Senior High School's football team is preparing for a new season. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
The Viking football team went 5-5 last season. That's the best the team has done since 2011, when an 8-2 regular season came to a halt in the first round of the 4A state tournament. Things look a little different this year. While still playing as a 4A school, head coach Kelly Ford says his team will face off with some new teams this season.
We're in a new district with Harrison County, Scott High, Covington Homes, and Boyd County. So it gives us opportunity to compete for a district title. The district's going to be wide open. All five teams can easily beat anybody on any given night when we get into district play. We're fairly matched even schools. It's kind of crazy how it works out. But it gives our kids the opportunity to know we're not playing for third place.
This is Ford's fourth season as head coach, although he's been working with the team for much longer. This season, 20 seniors are leading the team of 72 players.
That's a special group. I mean, they've played a lot of football together, and they know how to win. That's a big plus. And they've been good leaders to all the younger players that we have. And we're going to ride their coattail.
Ford says a new face will join the coaching staff. Scooter Charles will serve as the offensive coordinator and is expected to continue the team's wing tee offense. Ford says the Vikings have an advantage on the O side.
Big thing up front, we've got Austin Lytle and Hunter Risenbeckler and Wiley and those guys that's going to be seniors on the front line. We've still got a void spot on the O line that we still have to fill. Quarterback position, we got Will Cox and Austin Fannin, two totally different type of quarterbacks. One runs it better and one throws it better.
Ford is also happy with his defense.
We got Dawson Kegley returning back. After he had his work injury, he's going to be a 130-plus tackler for us. D-line-wise, we've got Hunter Risenbeckler and Austin Lytle. They're going to be a two-way player for us this year. I mean, we're really athletic all over the field, but probably going to be more that we'll be playing a lot of guys two ways this year.
The Vikings have a few underclassmen on the players to watch list, including Cooper Kegley, Zach Marner, and Jackson Cornett. Round County begins the 2019 regular season on August 23rd at Morgan County. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. We'll take a look at that Morgan County team tomorrow on Mountain Edition. It's 4:48 and 86 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, and I'm here with Keneally Roberts. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Cody Robinson has sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Morehead's soccer team welcomes Butler tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson. The Morehead State University soccer team opens their season with Butler at home tonight. The Eagles tied Northern Kentucky in an exhibition match on the road over the weekend and are looking to officially open the season tonight with a bang. Head coach Warren Lipka says at least as the season begins, the final score of the game means nothing.
I'm competitive. I want to win every game, but I got to look at the long, especially with this young group. We got to find out where we're at within these next two games. Get a lot of people on the field, get them some chances, and see where we're at. That's what I told the girls. I said, listen, let's not worry about the scoreboard. Let's just go out there and play, do what we need to do, work on what we worked on during preseason, and we'll go from there.
Game time tonight is set for 7 p.m. The Rowan boys soccer team is back on the road tonight. The Vikings are coming off a 4-0 sweep of Sayre last night, which moved the team 2-0-1 on the season. Head coach Max Hammond says so far his team seems pretty healthy.
I mean, there's always going to be injury issues that we deal with. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, I think this team has plenty of players to fill different roles if somebody happens to be injured or go out. So, but I feel pretty good about it.
Game time tonight in Frenchburg is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at other regional boys soccer action tonight, Lawrence County hosts Boyd County at 6 p.m. And Fleming County travels to Paris for a 6:30 matchup. East Carter travels to Ashland Blazer for a 7 p.m. game. And Bath County faces off at Berea at 7:30. In 16th Region girls soccer action tonight, Ashland Blazer travels to East Carter. That game is set to begin at 6 p.m. And Morgan County hosts Wolf County at 7:30. In volleyball action tonight, Menifee travels to Owsley County for a 6 o'clock match. Then at 7, Fleming County hosts St. Patrick. Boyd County travels to Fairview. Raceland hosts Ashland Blazer. And West Carter hosts Russell. We'll have scores from all of tonight's matchups tomorrow on Morning Edition. Things were a little uncertain heading in, but the Rowan County volleyball team is feeling a lot better after getting the win in their season opener. The Vikings picked up the win with a 3-match sweep over Lewis County. Coach Steve Walter says he wasn't really surprised by the win, but he was impressed with how the girls performed.
We actually played really well. Preseason, we've normally been playing pretty decent, but we've had some ups and downs. Last night, it just kind of seemed like we were hitting pretty much on all cylinders. Right from the get-go, we were serving really well, which was putting pressure on them and forcing them into a lot of out-of-system balls that we were just picking up.
The Rowan County volleyball team plays again Saturday when they head to the Champions of the Mountain Classic in Pikeville. An assistant coach for the University of Louisville football team has had criminal charges against him dropped. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
Assistant coach Courtney Broswell was facing theft charges relating to his old job as head football coach for Ridgeland High School in Tennessee. The Times Free Press reports Broswell was originally indicted in May. He was accused of pocketing up to $2,500 from semi-pro football teams who had paid to use the Central High School field. During a hearing Wednesday, Broswell's charges were dropped at the request of the district attorney's office. He has since been seen at practice at U of L. For WMKY Sports, I'm Wyatt Milton.
The Reese's Senior Bowl, billed as one of the nation's premier college football all-star games, announced on Wednesday that 5 UK Wildcats are on its preseason watch list. Linebacker Cash Daniel, safety Jordan Griffin, offensive lineman Logan Stenberg, defensive end Calvin Taylor Jr., and offensive lineman Mason Wolf are among the players being mentioned as potential players for the 2020 game. The North and South squads will be made up of 110 players. The game will be played in Mobile, Alabama on January 29th. And finally in sports, the Cincinnati Bengals are geared up to resume preseason play this evening. The Bengals will be hosting the New York Giants at Paul Brown Stadium. Cincinnati dropped their first game against Kansas City but picked up the win in their last matchup against the Washington Redskins. Head coach Zach Taylor tells Bengals.com while the team is continuing to improve, they still need to watch the penalties.
There were some good things. We got to clean up the penalties. We've had 11 penalties, you know, this last 2 weeks, and that's too much, you know, so our guys got to be disciplined. You know, I know that there's a significant amount. We talked to our guys last year, preseason week one, there was 40 offensive holding calls. This year, preseason week one, there was 120 offensive holding calls around the league. So three times as many more being called. So whether you think you're doing it or not, it's a point of emphasis.
Kickoff this evening is set for 7 o'clock. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition Sports. I'm Cody Robinson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer hosts Butler tonight at 7 p.m., volleyball hosts Bellarmine at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and football's first home game is Thursday, August 29th at 6 p.m., hosting Union College. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow rose slightly in today's trading as investors awaited a key speech from the Federal Reserve's top official. And the 30-stock Dow Industrials climbed 49.51 or 0.2%, finishing at 26,252.24. this in a volatile session that saw the Dow average rise as much as 186 points and drop as much as 103 points. Boeing's 4.2% gain pushed the Dow index higher. The S&P 500 ended the day just below the flat line at 2922.95, while the NASDAQ composite slid 0.4% to 7991.39. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is set to deliver a speech tomorrow at a yearly central banking symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The stakes are high for Powell, as investors will look for hints that the Fed will cut rates in September, and market expectations for a September rate cut are 93.5%, according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool. Powell's speech comes as President Trump continues his attack on the U.S. central bank, pressuring it to lower rates. Today, Trump tweeted out that the economy is doing really well. The Federal Reserve can easily make it record-setting. And, of course, tomorrow's speech comes amid heightened recession fears. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield briefly fell back below the 2-year yield, which is the so-called yield inversion, and that happened today as well as yesterday. Weak U.S. manufacturing data added to worries over recession. IHS Markit said manufacturing activity in the U.S. contracted this month for the first time in nearly 10 years. In individual stock news, Dick's Sporting Goods was up 3.6% on higher than expected results for the previous quarter. Comparable store sales, a key metric for retailers, topped analyst expectations, and the company also raised its full-year forecast. And Nordstrom shares jumped more than 15% after the retailer reported quarterly earnings and revenue that topped analyst expectations. The company cited inventory and expense discipline for the strong results. And, of course, the good reports from these retailers follows earlier reports this week that were really strong from retailers such as Target's and Walmart. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 23 cents at $25.78, Marathon Petroleum down 35 cents at $46.88, Delta Airlines down 4 cents at $57.97, PPL up 5 cents at $29.81, and Yum Brands was up 7 cents to finish at $117.30. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Morehead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook and online at moreheadrecycling.org.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, the public is invited to the second annual Model Train and Railroad Show, August 24th and 25th at the Morehead Conference Center on First Street in Morehead. Model train exhibits, layouts, trains, accessories, railroad artifacts, door prizes, and entertainment.
The Round County Fiscal Court and the City of Morehead announced that the Laughlin Health Building is now open to the public. The facility offers recreational opportunities for all ages, including indoor walking, meeting rooms, basketball, and racquetball courts. Open weekdays 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Saturdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Rowan County Christmas will host a charity golf scramble on Saturday, August 24th at Eagle Trace Golf Course. Registration begins at 8 a.m. Play begins at 9. Cost is $75 and includes complimentary food, beverages, and prizes. Call 356-1661 or online at rowancountychristmas.org.
The Morehead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 27th at the Round County Public Library. Individuals with mental illness or family and friends of people with mental illness are welcome to attend.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Wyatt Melton, Chaz Jenkins, Sarah Mead, Michael Green, and Cody Robinson. KNN's Paul Miles, Suzanne Duvall, and Will Clark. Hilliard Lyons, Bud Luke. This is Morehead State Public Radio. WMKY Morehead, and our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.